matter who's lame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. When the man comes around, the hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWCR 4.840. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. If you're joining us tonight, and we hope that you are, you're joining us for the first time, we are coming on after about 4 years of absence from WWCR. We're back, just like General MacArthur promised. We're waging war still against the devil. You can rest assured that we haven't changed any. Our message is still the same. Yahweh today, yesterday, and forever. So, we got a great program. We want you to call a friend. Do us a favor by inviting someone to come in and listen to us live tonight around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR. We appreciate being on. We were on 5070 for several years. Dr. Gary sponsored the Shepherd's Call, and he still sponsors it tonight. And we were on about 10 years, quite a long time, over the long haul on WWCR, and we're glad to be back. Really, we're thrilled that someone may hear the truth. Tonight, we got a great message for you, and we want you to stay tuned to that. The great theft of time. You see, Satan come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Yahweh come that you might have life. He gave us a set of proofs to back up the claim that he would give us eternal life if we would love him and keep his commandments. Now, we know also that his commandments are not grievous. They're wonderful. They bring light to the soul. You know, the word is the light for the feet of the precious righteous saints who are seeking to enter in. But now, notice this. Satan come to sow a tear. Satan come to bring confusion. Satan come to bring darkness. Satan came to spring a lie and steal time. That's going to be our message tonight. The Sabbath. What time is it in your location? Well, it's time for all of us to prove, number one, that the timepiece that Yahweh instituted, ordained, and brought forth and set to keep time has been altered and changed by the greatest, if you will, theft of all time by a particular bunch of men, a party, that have a conspiracy through the evil to change times and laws according to Daniel in chapter 7, verse 25. Have you ever read that in the book of Daniel? That they would think, now that's a conspiracy. You know, most of the world is wondering about who caused 9-1-1 and the New World Order and what they're up to. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a new world order since the beginning of the time when darkness was upon the face of the deep. You see, the Bible says that Yahweh created everything, and he created good, and he created in the light. Well, when Genesis opens up, strange as it may seem, the world is plunged into darkness. Now, we know that there's no darkness in Yahweh, so in the beginning, the earth was void and dark. Now, the word says, the proper terminology there, was it became void and dark. It was created in splendor and glory and in light. And Yahweh saw that it was good. But Satan, the great thief that he is, the first thing he done, according to the plan, he had a conspiracy, and he got a large group, if you will, of people to back him up. They went along with it. Now, let me show you. We're going to read from the book of Isaiah tonight in the 14th chapter, and we are going to look at the scripture here in the 12th verse. How are you fallen from heaven, Lucifer, the son of the morning? Son of the morning. Ah, are you sure he's son of the morning, or is he a son of darkness? Well, he boasted that he was to rule over the day. Well, we'll see. How are you driven out, O Satan? And for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation on the sides of the north. Now, let me give you a little description of the verse that I just read here, the 13th verse of the scripture of Isaiah 14, for the plan and the conspiracy of the theft of time. You see, Yahweh organized and set things up in the way that they should go. Now, the Bible says also that if the gospel is hid, it's hid to those that are lost. For sure, we do not want to be lost in the darkness of time. We got to recover ourselves. So in Genesis 1:14 through 16, we're told that Yahweh made two great lights. Now, we're not told specifically that these two great lights in Genesis came to pass, but we know that the stars mentioned in 1:16, that the understanding of the two lights is seen by examining the additional passage of Scripture, that the light proven by Jeremiah, for thus saith Yahweh, Jeremiah 31, verse 35 and 36, which giveth the sun for a light by day. There's the day now. Now, until the day star arise in your heart, that brings the light to your feet through the ordinances of the gospel, and no other foundation can any man lay, but this great intelligent group of men who hijacked time. They instituted what is known today as the Gregorian calendar. They brought it forth, orchestrated it through research, trial, and error, and finally, they arrived at a calendar that they could make and send out to the local outlets. These are free. Most of them are free. They offer you, just like the salt shaker. You ever wonder why that they set the salt shaker on the table and don't charge you for the salt? Isn't that amazing? Maybe it's because that there's no food value in salt. Well, maybe that Satan set the time by pulling off the grand theft of stealing Yahweh's times and laws and converting it to a Gregorian timepiece and giving it to man, and all man almost down to a small remnant who does not keep the time of the Gregorian, but all peoples of the earth. It's amazing how that they keep the timepiece, if you will, of the Gregorian. Now, the Gregorian is a simple, blasphemous type of time account, changed and altered, like Daniel 7:25 says. And then the sun, here it is, Jeremiah 31, verse 35, thus saith Yahweh, I give the sun for a light by day. Well, isn't that what Genesis 1:14 says? Two great lights. Now notice this one. And I give the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night. Which, if you will notice here, that the sun, the moon, and the stars are the three principal beacons, just like the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit are the same. These lights are given in rotation sequence, the sun to rule the day, and when night comes, up comes the moon on a sequence, and we're going to explain to you about the sequence, and then the stars that shine out in the universe, these give reflections of light to the reflector, the moon, and then that, in a sequential time frame, the, if you will, the first period of the moon always engages on first quarter. It has a distinct time frame on the globe of the moon. You'll see one half of the globe of the moon in the first quarter. You'll see it one half full of light and one half dark. That's first quarter. Then when it moves over to the second phase after the new moon, it moves into the position of full moon. And you'll see the moon fully bathed with the stars by night, reflecting upon the great light of the night, the moon. It's almost like a satellite that's purposely angled and fixed. Man has marveled at it. It never shows one half of itself, except at a time when it turns itself one half to where we can see the first quarter, then the full, you can see the whole illuminated face of the moon, and then we'll switch from the light from the fullness of the left side on first quarter to the light on the right side on the third quarter. And then the final quarter, then it goes completely dark. And that's a sign that the full moon, 29 and a half days rotation period, that the full moon is coming back after a short pause to refresh itself, if you will. Now, Satan, who conspired, he says, I will exalt. When the Word says that he will exalt his throne over the stars of God, and he would sit on the mount of the congregation. Now, that is a very bad translation. That, in the King James Bible that I'm reading from, is a very bad, naughty translation. Maybe it was purposely translated through error, because that word congregation means, or the mount of the congregation, means that I will direct the seasons and the times myself. And so to do so, he had to bring about a calendar by a group of evil men conspiring to change times and laws, according, again, to Daniel 7:25. How did they do this? And Satan, who is, by the way, a shining light, he shines through science, falsely so-called, the Bible says. And he goes about it in such a way that he seeks to divide. He seeks to change times and laws. And he did an excellent job by creating the Gregorian calendar. And now listen to this. The Bible says that man will gradually give way to worshiping, if you will, the image of the beast. Now, let me show you something tonight in the worship of the image. How did Satan create an image to change times and laws? Well, let's see what he done. In order for the great conspiracy to work, this unique band of men, these were crafty men, these were very wise men, by the proposal of creating the Gregorian calendar to rule the time, meaning that time starts at midnight. And for them to start time at midnight changed the function of the day starting in the night. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. The day starts in the evening. And the evening and the morning was the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, so on and so forth. The evening, it started in the evening at sundown. We know that he was killed, and we know that he died at 3 o'clock. And there's a ordinance in that, and on the face of the clock, the watch that you wear, tells a marvelous tale about Yahweh's simplicity when he created the 12 hours in a day and 12 hours in a night, beginning in the night. I know it's against all the fundamental and teachings because Satan needed something very bad. He needed an image for the people to worship. And in the greatest theft of time in history, now, what did the devil come to do? He came to kill, steal, and destroy by creating one thing, an image. Now, what kind of an image did he create? He created, through this trial and error, took a while for him to develop and work out the details or the kinks, but as time passed, it worked to perfection. Satan finally has created a master timepiece calendar and hung it on the walls of 99% of every human being to go by upon the earth. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find the time connections that Yahweh's hid from the wise and prudent and sent these people a strong delusion. Remember again, if the gospel is hid, it's hid to those that are lost. Now, for you that will seek out, Yahweh hides it, and then the wise seek it out. Now, how can you hear? Without a preacher, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. I will not reveal anything, even the hidden things. You see, since Satan brought in darkness, and when he fell from heaven, prior to Genesis 1 and 1, see, the earth was already in chaotic conditions. It became void over a space of time. But in the beginning, Yahweh created everything in the light, and Satan hated the light. And by opening our natural eyes, as he did Eve, We lost use of our spiritual eyes, and today even more so than it was in the time of Adam, who lived approximately 1,000 years before he died, proving that Yahweh gave man ample time to work out his salvation with fear and trembling and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Well, with the reduction of time, man was reduced to under 120, and then 70. And believe it or not, we are right about the lifespan of a male is about anywhere from 75 years of age, and a female somewhere around 78 to 79 years, the average lifespan. And so we have come right to, by observing the times and laws of Satan, who sought to change the ordinances. The moon was for seasons and times and for ordinances. And yet we've been taken out of the natural ordinances and seasons and put into a Gregorian time frame of darkness. We don't know. We never will learn. We're ever learning. We never come to the age of the truth. And let me reveal to you right now what the image was that Satan created and man worshipped it. Changed times and laws, fell from their steadfastness, and become blind because they said, now we've got something we can see and we'll know what time it is. It was a conspiracy. And the great image that they created was, if you will, the universal timeline. They have what is called in the earth, they created an imaginary timeline. Now, they thought this up out of their head. There's nothing in nature. There's nothing that Yahweh has left in the Word for them to create an imaginary timeline. It brings confusion into places where the timeline conflicts with some of the population being to the right or to the left or one side or the other. Time would naturally change at the imaginary timeline. In one city, it could be Saturday, which most people keep the Jewish seventh day, who they copied from the Gregorian, who determined that Saturday was the seventh day in the week. When Yahweh used a monthly calendar appropriated by four divisions of time, we have what is known as the new moon. Sound the new moon. Blow the new moon. In Psalms 89 it says. Well, they completely ignored, take out, and trashed and cast it to the ground and prospered by creating a false timeline to deceive even the very elect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious if you know. Yahweh said that Yahweh is His name. That if these ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Psalms 136 and verse 7 and 9. To Him that made great lights, His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule the day, for His mercy endures forever. And the moon, listen to me, the moon to rule by night. Now, what is it that we have been taken out of the timeline rulership of the two great lights in the heaven? You say, well, we go, but the sun, it's almost a solar calendar, Pastor Buddy. It can't be a solar calendar and be correct. Now, I've been on the radio for the last 16 years preaching this revelation. Most truth is ridiculed and fought and resisted until it proves itself and then is accepted by the reluctant stewards of darkness before they can no longer deny the truth. The Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. These two great lies in Genesis pass down to us this understanding that these lies are seen by some of the additional scriptures that we're going to get into on this series. We're on every Sunday night in prime time. Dr. Gary and myself tried to get this time slot 4 or 5 years ago when we went to WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel. We've been over there for 4 years preaching 5 nights a week. Now we're on one night on WWCR, our flagship station. We originated on this station after we left Truth Radio out of Delano, California, many years ago. A lot of people listen to us. Brother Bob, Dr. Gary, is some of the ones that listened to us on Truth Radio years ago. Now we're here tonight declaring to you that the great theft and the thievery of unholy men conspired to defeat and remove the ordinances of the moon and of the stars and of the sun to divide the day and the night and the timeline appropriated by Yahweh with nothing imaginary. We have a natural astrological phenomenon of what we call the ordinance of the timeline, the word in Hebrew of the book of Samuel 1 verse 20 is tekufu, which means an equalization of time. So at the equalization or the equinox, we have a celestial event to mark that Yahweh said in His directive, you take that day and mark it. It's a sign day. You wait for the first moon, new moon, after the equinox, and you blow the trumpet in Zion. All Israel, as long as these ordinances are up with the sun and the moon, and as long as they remain, my ordinances will remain. As long as Israel is a nation, and it never will cease. For the moon and the stars that rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. Thus, we see through the witness of the Scripture that the lights mentioned in Genesis 1:14 and 16 are the sun and the moon and the stars. Three positive witnesses. The sun gives light to the day. The stars give light to the moon. And the moon reflects the light of the stars at night. And it sequences through first quarter, through the second quarter, third quarter, and final quarter. Four quarters. East, west, north, south, for signs, seasons, days, and years, both used in determining the scriptural calendar, a calendar that does not use one or the other is the Gregorian. Neither one uses the sun or the moon, excepting for the starting of the day at 12 midnight, when there's no scripture, and a purely made calendar by the conspirators, the evil ones, who have come together, and the Bible says, it's a purely man-made time event. Full well you reject Yahweh's commandments. You cast it to the ground. You prosper. And then you become vain jangling by vain worship, according to Matthew 15 and verse 9. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the time is now nigh that Yahweh is calling for you to return to Him in spirit and truth? Don't you know that Yahweh needs you in this battle? You know, a lot of people don't want to fight the faith. You know why? Because they themselves are strictly, if you will, too lazy. They fear man. They love tradition. They love the ways of the world. And the Bible said, come out of her, my people, come out of the world, come out of the ways of the world, come out of the things of the world, do not love the world and the things that are in the world, and the love of Yahweh will take its abode in your heart, and it will reach to the heavens and declare your righteousness. As you go in the Strong's Concordance, you look at the word H2320 means Kodesh from 2318, the new moon, by implication, a month or a new moon. Yahweh started His time out with these great lights, and He brought His mercy to see a witness of those who would love Him and those who would abide by His time frame instead of conspiring to climb up some other way. For he that climbeth up some other way by creating an imaginary dateline, the weakness, the Achilles heel of the Gregorian calendar, wherein lies the time or the lie. Now here's what they would have you to believe without any evidence, that these men, and most of them have to believe that they were holy men, and I have declared that they were unholy men who sought to change times and laws of Daniel 7:25, and the only way that they done it, the Seventh-day Adventists would create a smokescreen by saying, oh, it's the Catholic Church that changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. And so they take two lies and then give you a choice of which one's right. Well, some people believe Saturday would be the seventh day and that would be the appropriate day. Who said that Saturday was the seventh day? Who went back to the seventh day and declared that it was on Saturday? You're taking someone's word for it if you believe that. You are dividing time and changing the rules because it's the two great lights, the sun to rule the day and the moon and the stars to rule the night, and nobody used them as a rule. The moon is strictly cast out. It's not a strictly solar calendar that the Gregorian uses. They got a group of probable numbers to be added or taken away depending on the time seasons. They have to change the time to keep the seasons in sync. So therefore, they invented, if you will, an ingenious calendar with an imaginary dateline. The Achilles heel, the weakness, Satan's got a weakness. The Bible said, you shall bruise his head with the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth, for someone to go by such a man-made calendar has become, again, as I said, vain worship. And in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine or teaching the formula. Ladies and gentlemen, a falsehood. The image. They worship the image and give power to the beast who created this great calendar called the Gregorian. They practice on it long enough. The calendar's been changed and tampered with. You say, oh, but it didn't change time. Yeah, they added 10 days or took away 10 days or something like that. And, man, they have hacked the time up to where most of those who are in the Gregorian age, worshiping the Gregorian calendar, don't know a bit more how it was assembled, how it's operated, and what laws of nature that they violate to create this great time heist, if you will, as they've stolen the true times and taken away the true times of Yahweh and added, if you will, this unholy time scheme by the great imitator. Satan said, I will exalt my throne above the stars, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. The mount, meaning, is that word is in the Strong's. Look it up, if you will. That word is times and seasons. In other words, I'll rule the times and seasons. Yahweh will no longer, because, you see, the calendar is such a nuisance. It interferes with a Babylonian timepiece. It doesn't agree with the Babylonian timepiece. It stands in direct opposition. Choose this day who you'll serve. Do you have enough love? When the scriptures speak of a certain day of the month, they're speaking of a specific day of the moon. You can see this by noticing the passages in 1 Kings. Listen to this, 8 and 2. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of the seventh month, which is the seventh month, Hebrew number 2320, and in 1 Kings 6:38, and in the 11th year, in the month of Bull, this is the 8th month, and so then we know that they use numbers to number the month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and every 3 year they added the 13th to keep the season, and we know that by some of the things that we offer to you on our calendar. Now, we have a free calendar. We would certainly appreciate if you'd send us a love offering. I'll give you the address right here in a couple of minutes where you can write to get this calendar that is regulated by the sun and the moon, beginning on the equinox in March. That's the first scriptural month, meaning Abib, when we mark the spring equinox, and then we take the first moon of the coming month, that would be April or Abib, and we start keeping time. You see, the devil starts in this month. This is the first month, according to the Gregorian, that uses an imaginary image, and don't be caught worshiping the image of the beast, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the worship of these fictitious times will bring about certain swift destruction upon the children of disobedience. Listen to this. Be not forgetful, so easily to change his times. Remember his Sabbath. Take heed. Now, when does the Sabbath come? Well, we find out with certain formulas that we're going to get into next Sunday night here live, Yahweh willing, on WWCR 4.840. And I hope that you all can find this because I was a little late finding it myself. And such a short notice of getting on, we had so many things to do that we almost forgot which station because we were used to being on 5070, and we understand that they drop the frequency just a little bit lower on the late hours or the evening hours for technical purposes that we won't get into right now. But we do know that the truth has been dropped, and that they're using now a fictitious calendar created solely by man with a variable options to, if this happens and this happens and this happens and this rule happens, made by man. Blow the trumpet in the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day, for it is a statue for Israel. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony. And since I'm from the tribe of Joseph, I am chosen to hear the language of the Spirit, to hear what it says, for the time appointed, to keep it in the months prepared for the renewal of the moon. And notice this, there was major compliance. You see, Babylon has never kept this calendar. Did you know that the Bible speaks about the eighth day? And these people that are keeping the Sabbath, they're keeping it on the seventh day, and it's not the seventh day rotation. Within the month, it's true within the week that there are 7 days in a week. But in a month, there's more than 7 days. And the new moon started day one. Then they worked 6 days, which brought it to the seventh day, and then they rested on the eighth day. The Bible is repeat. We have this calendar that I'm offering you tonight that you can order from Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd Call Ministry, sponsored again by Dr. Gary. And we want you to have these proofs that the moon, the sun, and the stars is Yahweh's original calendar. We have a formula that we often speak of that we will talk about perhaps next Sunday night on Ezekiel 46 and 1 that had the master formula or the tumblers on the time system. This is the original time. This is the formula of time. It's been hijacked over the years by Satan and his demons. Ladies and gentlemen, that which is highly esteemed among man, the Gregorian calendar, has become the universal recognized timepiece with an imaginary imaged line created with imagery, made you believe it, that they went back and they discovered what day the seventh day was in the beginning of time. Now, they've gone right back there. They know what day it is. They know what hour it starts. All of it contrary, and is nothing but a mastermind of lies and deception by the great theft of time. Oh, you that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat? They wanted to sell on the new moon. It was against Yahweh's laws. Still is. Always will be. Now, let me prove this by going to the book of Isaiah one more time in the last chapter, the 66th verse. Or chapter, and the 22nd verse through 23 and 24. The Bible says that the day will come that the new kingdom will be set up, and that the true worshipers will worship from one new moon. You see, we're going back to it in original worship. That was Yahweh's way in the beginning. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You want to go. You want to gain entrance through the time gates. You must keep Yahweh's Sabbaths. There's no way around it. To fail to do so will bring upon you swift destruction. Oh, we're not under the old law no more, Pastor Buddy. We're out from under that. Oh, really? If you come out from under the law, you become a lawbreaker. These things were schoolmaster materials. Now, under the law, it said to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It said to keep the new moon and do not buy or sail in the new moon, as well as on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath, it was added that you didn't do no servile work. And here we are, Isaiah 66, 23, "He shall come to pass from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, that all flesh shall come to worship before me." Are you planning on going? Well, if you do, you've got to go on the new moon. There has to be a set of sequences to find the new moon, to blow the trumpet, to be aware that it's a holy time for Yahweh, a time to observe that it's the beginning of a count. Then after that, you work 6 days. The gates are going to be shut after the opening of the new moon of Isaiah or Ezekiel 46 and 1. That's the time formula. You work 6 days, brings you to the seventh day, which is the last day of the six-day work week, and then you rest on the eighth day. You're now 8 days out into the Luna Fest, if you will, the light of the night, and you've got to watch for this. They have watchers. Today, it's ludicrous for men to stand out and look up in the sky. In the daytime, you can't tell by looking up. In the night, you can. I can actually go out and, with a trained eye, after watching this for years and years and years, I can go out in the night and tell you approximately by looking at the moon, if it can be spotted in the heaven, I can tell you about what day it is. You know why? Because Yahweh wanted you to know. It's the beacon time. It's the heartbeat of Yahweh, so He never changes. 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 23. "And He said, wherewith shalt thou go to Him today?" Now the lady was wanting to hunt up the prophet. And he said, "Well, why are you going today for? It's neither a new moon, or it's neither a Sabbath." And she said, "It will be well to go find him." And she went, and of course, she got her needs met by going properly. The man was wondering why that she was going to worship. It wasn't a new moon, which they were commanded to come together at the new moon, blow it. All Israel observed it. No work. According to Numbers chapter 29, verse 1, among others, that they did not do any work on the new moon. They came together on the new moon. And according to Ezekiel 46 and 1, the master key, the formula that Yahweh has given, that it was a festival on the first day of the scriptural month, and this festival was known as the New Moon Festival. We find that out in the 20th chapter of 1 Samuel, where Saul and his court kept this festival on a new moon. They come together, and they ate, and they rejoiced and worshiped. We know in other places that they came together and done work, charity work, for Yahweh on a new moon. We know that. But on a Sabbath, they cease from their labor. It was man enjoying the Sabbath that was created for him, not man for the Sabbath. What the Gregorians have done is changed times and laws and created Saturday or Sunday. Take your pick. Some take Sunday. Some take Saturday. And some will take Friday. Take your pick. Yahweh's got the time to ask you to observe His time, but what has happened? They have cast Yahweh's laws and truth to the ground. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid of you if you fail to enter into His rest. His rest is the Sabbath He appointed, not man. And so then, get away from the image of the beast who said, "I will change times and laws. I will rule the seasons and times by creating a Gregorian calendar by a group of men who are liars and slow bellies who were created for this very purpose to deceive the very elect." if possible. You will not be deceived if you will hear the truth, if you will keep the commandments, if you'll walk in His light, which is the sun by day and the moon by night. Ladies and gentlemen, you got my message tonight. Our flagship message starting here on WWCR 4.840. Hope you got in tonight with us and joined us. Hope you could find us. And we will be giving you more information as time goes along on Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, sponsored again by Dr. Gary. We'll give you his phone numbers next Sunday night as we're getting started on our maiden voyage here since we left 5070. We're back on 4.840. And it's been a pleasure to be with you tonight to lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, to press toward the mark and the high calling, which is in Yahweh, and to know that Yahweh is the truth, that Yahweh is the way, and that Yahweh is the soon coming King, and He's coming back to see how many people kept the new moon from one to another, and how that He's going to watch you as time goes on to see what you're doing with Yahweh's time. Let's bring back the time of Yahweh. I love you. I'll see you next Sunday night. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. You can call me tonight at area code 423-351-1082. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Just Pastor Buddy will do. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy at telephone 423-351-1082. And you can write me the Shepherd's Call. That'd be Pastor Buddy at Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. We'd like to hear from you tonight on our maiden voyage. If you've heard us on WWCR, give us a call or write us a letter and drop us a note. If you'd like to have the calendar, write Pastor Buddy and we'll get it to you. It's the Hebrew calendar regulated by the times and the seasons of the heavens. We love you tonight. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night.
To kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns.